Aroha by Anaru Bickford. Thursday, Part 2. Taylor, if that was her name, never even saw the first one. The punch landed square on her jaw, jolting her backwards. That was just to let her know I was serious. I pulled away, giving her a chance to square up. Wiping at her chin, she began circling me. "You'll pay for that cheap shot," she snarled. I gave her the once-over. Wrestler, heavy body, tending toward fat around the edges. She faked a lunge at me, then suddenly charged. Ducking beneath her huge arms, I grabbed her right ankle, flipping her onto her back. There was a gasp from those who had stayed to watch the fight. Mary and her gang remained motionless. The ogre regained her footing and some of her composure. I threw my bag across the floor. 40 pairs of eyes watched it skid across the hall and come to a stop against the wall. Someone in Mary's gang made a move toward it, but Mary stopped him in his tracks with an abrupt no. We circled each other, sweat already pouring down her face, her wrestling stance making her appear even more foolish. "Whatever they're paying you, Taylor," I said. It was never going to be enough. Taylor stole a glance at Mary, then back at me. There was fear in her eyes now. She had lost all confidence and her body betrayed her. But still she lunged at me with a ferocity that almost caught me off guard. I threw a quick right and skipped to the left, lashing out with a left hook. That hurt. It was written all over her face. "Come on, Taylor, finish her," screamed one of the gang. Mary remained silent. Taylor's eyes were wild. "I'm going to stomp your ass, you Mary piece of crap," she said. "I hate the way they say ass over here." "Bring it on, Yank," I snarled. She faked right and walked straight into my uppercut. I doubt she even saw it, but she would have felt it. A loud crack echoed through the corridor. The guards winced and students hid their faces as she hit the deck. The gang didn't know where to look. Mary's eyes burned and I could already see her hatching her next plan, even as her champion lay in a heap on the ground. How she hated me. I picked up my bag, never once taking my eyes off the gang. "Was that it, cuz?" I asked sarcastically. I made my way to the door, sure of myself, passing within inches of my cousin. "The door's that way." I hooked my thumb over my shoulder. Mary didn't flinch. "No, cuz," she smiled. "I insist. After you." To be continued.